Hello, everyone. It's Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and welcome to Plain Market Talk, where I will provide a straightforward interpretation and analysis of current market news based on my background as a retired Wall Street stockbroker with almost 50 years of experience. And I will also provide business lessons to help you become much more successful with your personal finance, trading, and investments. So let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Welcome to Plain Market Talk. Today's Thursday, May 18, 2023. Okay, it's 10:16 in the morning, Eastern Time. Markets are basically flat. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Let's see here, update it for you. Here we are, Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 0.20%. S&P 500 up 0.14%. NASDAQ Composite up 0.52%. Although the markets have generally had a pretty good week, as of the close on Wednesday, we've got the, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.4% for the week, S&P 500 up 0.8% for the week, and the NASDAQ Composite up 1.8%. Yeah, one reason the markets are flat, we've got good corporate earnings news from three totally different companies, three different industries. I'll talk about those here in just a minute. Walmart, the big video game maker, Take-Two Interactive, also reported good earnings, and also Bath & Body Works. So that's the positive news. On the negative news, you know, the market's watching these congressional negotiations as far as raising the debt limit. It gets worked out. It always does. A lot of times these politicians are taking positions because they're looking at their next reelection campaign. And so they pontificate, they make all these statements, and then it gets worked out. So debt limit will probably be hit in about 2 weeks. So the anticipation will probably get worked out by next week. So, but the market is looking at that. Also, there are some comments on the negative side the market's looking at made this morning by the president of the Federal Reserve, the Dallas branch of the Federal Reserve, Dallas District. Her name is Lori Logan. She said earlier today that she doesn't think the economic data so far is justifying pausing the interest rate increases. Federal Reserve has its next policy meeting. Well, it'll make the statement on Wednesday, June 14th. And the anticipation among the market is that that the Federal Reserve may hold off on its interest rate increases to see what happens now as far as trying to bring inflation down, but her statement is that she doesn't think that it's justified yet to pause on the interest rate increases. Now, she's one member of the Federal Open Market Committee that will make that decision. It's a majority vote, but you know, market's a little bit negative on that, but not too much. All right, so we have that news also. All right, so let's take a look at a few things with the markets today, some news out there. And then today I'm gonna continue on with bonds. I'm gonna just make some overall comments on how bonds price, and then I'll get into more specifics on upcoming sessions. Okay, so we do have some news out there today. First of all, there's this conference that goes on every year. It's kind of secretive. It's in Portugal. I think it's starting today. Yeah, here it is. It's called the Bilderberg Meeting. May or may not have heard of it, but what it is, a lot of the top executives from a lot of big companies, including a lot of big technology companies, you know, current and former leaders from the world of politics get together. It's kind of like a think tank, but they don't talk too much about, you know, what they discuss. But to give you an example, I'll tell you why I'm even mentioning this. Got leaders from, it says here, Microsoft and Google will be there. We have, let's see who else here. We've got former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger will be there. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. About 130 participants from 23 countries will be there. Head of Pfizer is going to be there. All right, but why this is significant, apparently, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has been invited. He's got that big chatbot thing at artificial intelligence. Just the fact he's being invited means this is probably going to be a big discussion that they're going to be talking about the effects of artificial intelligence. So, you know, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens, you know, with artificial intelligence in general. On a side note, Besides the world of finance, I'm also a lifelong musician. I'm a longtime member of the Grammy Awards. What I was told recently is there's a movie, I don't know which one it is, but they had a score soundtrack already completed for the movie. Then they let AI complete a soundtrack for the movie, and a lot of these Grammy people could not tell which one was AI, which one was the one created by, you know, composers. So we'll see, we'll see. I've already seen comments from some very famous musicians saying they may start using AI to help a writer's block to complete songs. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. All right. So Walmart. Walmart, generally considered the world's largest corporation with about $611 billion in annual sales. It's about a third bigger, by the way, than Amazon, you know, 20% bigger, and about a third bigger than Apple. So yeah, it's a big, big company. Anyway, Walmart, really good earnings today. They announced sales are up 8% from a year ago. They're seeing a lot more with the home delivery of groceries. So apparently that's becoming really popular. So, and they said they raised their full year forecast for sales and profits. So things are looking pretty good there. Walmart's trading symbol is WMT for Walmart, William, Mary, Tom. So let's see how they're doing right now. Get it up here in just a second. Here we are. Yeah, Walmart right now is 1.84%, so $152.38 a share, but up 1.9% now. So they're doing pretty well. Okay, Take-Two Interactive, big video game company. They've also reported strong numbers, much better than the market expected. That stock is up 11%, trading symbol TTWO, Tom, William, Oscar, Take-Two Interactive. Yeah, they have a lot of really, really successful video games, including Grand Theft Auto. Controversial, but a big moneymaker. Grand Theft Auto 5, released in 2013, 10 years ago, has brought in about $7.5 billion in sales so far. That's more than Avatar and Avengers Endgame combined. And just about a month and a half ago, they stated 10 years after release, that game is still selling 40,000 units a day. So anyway, might be some opportunities there with Take-Two Interactive. So they have a division called Rockstar that does the Grand Theft Auto. That's part of them. So good news there. And then Bath and Body Works. Let's see how they also reported strong earnings. So let's see here. Yeah, they're up 8.4%, $36.85 a share for that one. BBWI, Boy, William, Ida, that is them. So, strong numbers across the board. Looks like they're doing really well. So, again, up about 8.3%. So keep an eye on all of those. That's something to consider. Okay, yesterday Apple announced June 5th, they have an all-day event at their Apple headquarters. So they have basically what the feeling is they're going to finally release their virtual reality headset, also possibly augmented reality. For those of you not familiar with the difference, virtual reality, you end up in a totally immersed different world. Augmented reality, it's like looking at something in the real world and then things are enhanced onto the lens that you're looking through. So it's kind of like that. So supposedly the headset will do both. So the market will be looking at this. The fact they're making it an all-day event, they didn't say, by the way, that it is the virtual reality headset, but they basically have done everything but say that's what it is. They're calling it an Apple special event, again, June 5th. The key with that is going to be the price. There are rumors that this is a $3,000 headset. Now, if that is true, and again, just rumors, it would probably obviously not be geared towards everyday consumers. It would be geared towards more professionals using it. But that rumor may be false also. I remember when the iPad was coming out all those years ago, we all knew it was coming, even though Apple didn't officially announce it. We heard it was called the iSlate, by the way. We were hearing the same thing, you know, $2,000, $3,000, and then they came out with it at $499. So we'll see. Yeah, the thing with the pricing, you know, what they got to be careful of is Facebook. now known as Meta, they have their Oculus headset. There's rumors they're coming out with an Oculus 3, possibly in October, and the rumors there is a $400 to $500 set. So, yeah, VR has been very mixed as far as its response. Facebook, Meta, whatever you want to call them, they're not selling what they thought they would with their VR headset. And Sony, especially with that Sony VR2 headset, has sold nowhere near what they anticipated. I mean, they're good devices. I'm an early adopter of virtual reality. I bought the first Sony VR headset back in 2016. I did buy the Oculus Quest 2 a month after it came out in 2020. And I do have the PlayStation VR2. They're really good headsets. But with Sony, it's the price. You have to have a PlayStation 5. That would cost you around $500. And then the set itself, the headset's $550. So, you know, a tax and everything, you look about $1,100, and people just wouldn't pay it. So we'll see. We'll see what goes on there with Apple. All right, what else we got? And then I'll talk about bonds a little bit. Okay, I think that's what I wanted to cover there. Okay, so bonds, unlike stocks priced by supply and demand based on future expectations or performance. Bonds price more in mathematical formulas. Now, I'll get into that a lot more on future sessions. For now, you could just use a search engine like Google and just type in bond price calculator. You can also type in YTD, yield to maturity, YTM yield to maturity calculator, type YTM calculator, and you could also bring it up. All right, but in general terms, yeah, bonds price more on mathematical formulas than anything else. Again, I'll talk about the details another day, but one thing I did want to talk about is why do bond prices go up and down? All right, so first of all, bonds price based on level of interest rates compared to what the bond is locked in. They price based on how long until the bond matures, the credit quality of the issuer, call provisions. I'll talk about that all another day, but I do want to cover this. On the next session, I'm going to talk more specifically about treasury bonds. That is the world's largest investment by far as dollar volume. But today, an example, you got to be careful with treasuries. Sometimes they're called a risk-free investment. There actually is no risk-free investment, or everybody would just invest in it. No, you got to be careful. You can lose money with treasury bonds if you're not careful. All right, here's how it works. You know, last time I used, a couple times back, I used an example of just making a loan to the United States government, United States Treasury. Most of the bonds are in increments of $1,000, although some treasuries you can buy for $100 or less, sometimes $25. But again, we'll talk about that on the next session. All right. Let's say you make a 10-year loan to the United States government, $1,000. You lend it to the treasury bond. Again, repeating what I covered a couple of sessions ago, you get two promises, rate of interest that you will get and when you get your money back. So let's say the treasury offers you 3% a year interest for each of the next 10 years. Okay, so for that $1,000 you lend to the United States government, treasury, you'll get $30 a year in interest, $300 over 10 years, and at the end of 10 years, you get $1,000 back. Easy enough. All right. Sometimes treasuries are considered risk-free because it's considered, which is incorrect, because it's considered that the risk of default, not being able to pay back, is zero. This is the only investment out there, as far as American domiciled investment will say, that the risk of default is considered to be zero. Why? Because the United States government can legally do something that no one else can, print money. They can always print money to pay you back. Another day I'll talk about why it's not as simple as that for a government to do that. Brings back uncontrolled inflation. But the risk of default is considered to be zero. All right, so risk-free investment. No, here's the problem. First of all, you do have a buying power, purchasing power risk, inflation risk. You lock in 3%, inflation runs at 6% for each of the next 10 years, you're losing 3% a year on purchasing power. So we do have that risk. But the other risk, you could actually lose money with a treasury if you have to sell it early. Here's how this works. Let's say that it's 3 years from now, okay? And you need your money back. All right, there's a huge market for treasuries. They can be sold within seconds. All right. You need your money back. All right, here's the problem. The government's not giving it back to you for another 7 years. So you have to go on the open market and sell it to another investor. But what if interest rates now on similar treasuries with 7-year maturities are at 5%? So another investor is going to say to you, or say 4%, just say 4%. Another investor is going to say to you, why would I give you $1,000 for your treasury bond? It only pays $30 a year interest. I can get one on the open market or directly from the treasury that pays $40 a year interest. So I'm losing out on $10 a year. So the other investor might say, I'll give you $930 for your bond. See, the idea is they're getting $10 less for each of the next 7 years, but they make that $70 up when it matures at $1,000. By the way, it's not quite that simple. We have time value of money calculations to take into account, but again, for our illustration. All right, so in this case, you would actually lose money on a government-guaranteed investment. You bought it for $1,000, only got $930 when you sold it. Now, the opposite could happen. What if interest rates have gone down to 2%? You've locked in 3%. Well, another investor wants to buy your bond, so basically you say, well, mine pays $30 a year interest. Best you can get $20 a year interest. So I want $1,070 for my bond. So the investor then would, in their case, okay, well, they'll buy it because even though they're going to lose the $70, they paid $1,070 for the bond. They get $1,000 back at maturity. They make it up from another $10 a year interest for the next 7 years. So that's a very simple explanation of how it works. But yeah, bond prices, that's even like treasuries, they go up and down. Now, if you just hold it to maturity, yeah, you get your $1,000 back. So that won't be an issue. But again, I'll cover that stuff in more detail in upcoming sessions. But I just wanted to give an example of how that stuff works. Okay, I hope everyone's doing well. Again, Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and I will talk to everybody again soon. Take care. See ya.